This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker.
And we'll begin today with the future of the Massachusetts Republican Party in this deep blue state. For many years, the state GOP shied away from polarizing social issues that have come to dominate the grand old party in other parts of the country.
But last night, the Republican State Committee overwhelmingly backed a new party platform that ventures into that very territory, particularly on abortion and gay marriage.
The adoption of the platform might be tricky for candidates like Charlie Baker, who's running for governor and who supports abortion rights and gay marriage, and for congressional candidate Richard Tesei, who is openly gay and married. We'll hear from the chair of the Republican State Platform Committee in just a moment, but first, joining us now to talk more about this is WBUR political reporter David Scharfenberg. Hey, David.
Hi there.
So set this up for us. What happened last night?
So the 80-member Republican State Committee, which is an elected body, voted overwhelmingly last night to adopt a new platform which declares that, quote, every instance of abortion is tragic and that the, quote, institution of traditional marriage strengthens society. That platform will now go to the state party's convention in Boston next month for a final vote.
All right. So how much of a departure does this represent from the way the state GOP has traditionally talked about these issues and in their platforms in the past?
It is a departure. The party here has traditionally been controlled by moderates in the mold of former governors Bill Weld, Paul Cellucci, Mitt Romney, who was considered a moderate during his time here in Massachusetts. Social conservatives, though, in the party have really sort of chafed under that leadership and have been looking to flex some muscle for some time in party primaries and elsewhere. That's what we're really seeing here, I think.
Mm. So as we mentioned, this might make it a little tricky for candidates like Charlie Baker, who's running for governor, Richard Tesei, who's running for Congress. What do we hear from them? And what do you think about the challenge that this poses for them?
So we did reach out to several Republican candidates to come on the show today and talk about the new platform. Several declined that invitation. We did get a statement from gubernatorial candidate Charlie Baker, which read in part that Charlie is, quote, pro-choice and has always been a strong supporter of marriage equality. Richard Tesei, who was running for Congress, said that the Republican Party should lead the way in getting government off our backs, out of our wallets, and away from our bedrooms. That was a quote in the Boston Globe earlier this week. There is some upside here for Baker and Tesei. This is a chance to kind of proclaim their moderate bona fides, which will be important in wooing moderate voters' independence, which are vital for any Republican running in this blue state. But it does remind those voters that these candidates come from a party with some strong conservative elements. And there's some danger for Baker and Tesei in kind of turning their backs on those very conservatives who will be an important voting bloc and kind of a volunteer bloc for them in the coming elections.
All right, David. Well, we'll stand by and let's welcome Amy Carnevale. She's the chair of the platform committee for the state Republican Party. And Amy Carnevale, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Anthony. It's good to be with you today.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So I understand that there was some spirited debate on your committee about this platform. Why were these changes so contentious?
The platform committee or the state committee met yesterday, and we did have some spirited debate, and I think that's a reflection of the fact that we are not single-minded on these issues or any other issues. We like to think of ourselves still as a big tent party, and we have members of our party who have strong feelings and strong views on these issues and want to be heard and want to see that their views are reflected in the party platform. So the language that was developed really was an attempt to try to accommodate the views of the many different elements within our party and to try to draw that line carefully so as to be tolerant and inclusive.
Well, you talk about being tolerant and conclusive and inclusive, and I appreciate that point. But in the past, when Republicans like Bill Weld, for example, have talked about a big tent party, that meant avoiding sort of talk about these socially divisive issues. Why the change?
Like I said, we are a party of many views here in Massachusetts. We have a difference of views within our party, and we do this process every 4 years. We look at the platform prior to the state convention, And typically will hold true to many ideals from year to year, every four years. But we do update them, update the platform to reflect changes that are going on. And it was the consensus of the state committee that we wanted to see this language updated to reflect our values.
Well, you know, and again, I appreciate the fact that you say the committee wants the language to be inclusive, but particularly on gay marriage. The new platform says, quote, "We believe that the institution of traditional marriage strengthens society." So what does it say that one of the most promising Massachusetts Republicans running for national office, Richard Tessay, is an openly gay man who was married?
Sure. And, I would say Richard Tessay has strong support from within our party. We were careful in the platform not to judge other unions or other forms of marriage. We simply reflect on the fact that traditional marriage does strengthen our society, and we try to leave it at that. Richard Tessay has strong support within our party. I'm personally very supportive of him, and in fact, last weekend I was proud to attend his wedding reception. So I'm personally a supporter of same-sex marriages as well as traditional marriages, but this is the compromise that was reached by our party. Mm. And
the thing is it may not be viewed as a compromise. Let me read you just one line from Martha Coakley, Attorney General, who's running for governor, saying that in light of this new platform, the Republican Party would be a major step backwards for women's rights and equality. So the point there is this platform seems to kind of encourage that kind of response and further push you folks into the margins.
You know, I would urge people to take a look at the language as it reads and not judge too much into it and not extrapolate beyond what it says. And I'd also encourage everyone to take a look at the rest of the platform as well. Our value section is a small part of the platform. We address many other important issues to the Commonwealth, including our largest section, which is a brand new section in the platform, a page and a half talking about our views on compassionate governance, assisting those who are most vulnerable among us, including children, the disabled, the homeless, and others.
All right. Well, that's Amy Carnevale. She's the chair of the Massachusetts State Republican Platform Committee. Thank you so much for joining us, Amy Carnevale.
Thank you.
And with us still is David Scharfenberg, WBUR's political reporter. And David, very quickly, you heard Amy Carnevale there. What do you think?
Well, I think the party is walking a fine line here. They really do have this kind of base of hardcore activists who they want to appease, but they also recognize that they need to be a moderate party in deep blue Massachusetts. It's a fine line, and I think the margin for error for the GOP in particular is not very big.
All right. That's David Scharfenberg. He covers politics for WBUR. David, thanks so much.
Thank you.